The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Sorry about not having one on Friday. If anybody's seen the tweet, I didn't get home till 1 a.m. But we're here for you today, which, by the way, is the 19th of November, 2018. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that happened over the weekend, coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. I think we need to start having, a new segment here on the news show called the Security Brief, because there seems to be a lot of problems with it lately, hasn't there? Well, today's culprit, Instagram. According to the information, it seems Instagram suffered a serious security leak. How serious? Well, it apparently exposed you and I's passwords. Now, according to Facebook, which, by the way, owns Instagram, it didn't affect everybody. Those that were affected were actually notified by Facebook to let them know, yes, your data is now safe, you don't worry about your passwords, if you feel like changing it, go ahead. That's sort of the Cliff Notes version. Now, the spokesperson for Facebook on saying those who were affected, those using a shared computer or, say, a compromised network, then it could have left their account info wide open to whoever. So hopefully you were on a secure network and not sharing a computer. All in all, as of Monday, it looks like the problem's been resolved, but I'm sure there'll be something in the near future. There always is. BlackBerry, yeah, we don't talk about them much, do we? Hasn't been much to talk about. Well, apparently they feel like getting into security because they've decided, yeah, let's buy Cylance. Now, those of you who don't know what Cylance is, it's actually a collection of niche software products. Meaning, yeah, it's not very mainstream. They went on to say this includes their embedded OS, which is now in more than 120 million vehicles. Medical devices, robot dogs, you get the idea. Then they're saying they plan to integrate the Cylance technology with their Spark platform in the near future. So you're probably wondering, how much did they buy Cylance for? Apparently $1.4 billion. I'm shocked too. Who knew BlackBerry had $1.4 billion? You know, if I'm Cylance, I might want to check that check. Cross my fingers it don't bounce. And finally, hey, we've all been guilty of going over to YouTube and saying, I wonder if that full movie's there. Yeah, Sony did it once, so maybe it'll happen again. Well, believe it or not, it's actually legal this time, at least for a few movies. That's because YouTube has kind of been starting to roll out a few feature films here and there that are, of course, ad-supported. So what kind of feature films are we talking about? Well, they're old films, let's put it to you that way, but they were blockbusters. Some of the notable ones include The Terminator and Rocky. Hey, yo, Adrian! Now, those of you who haven't caught this, this has actually been going on since last October, but it's just now starting to catch on, apparently. Now, as you probably guessed, the films come with commercial interruptions. They have pop-up ads that appear right when you're watching the movie. Ain't that lovely? All in all, it's like watching a film on regular cable, but not having to pay for it. And according to YouTube, if this becomes even more successful for them, they plan on introducing even more movies to the platform. Again, all ad-supported. So why am I telling you this on a Monday? Because it's a Monday! We're on YouTube already. Might as well kick back and watch a movie. We can work tomorrow. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by our lovely hosting company, TSO Host. You should check them out if you're looking for some great web hosting, tsohost.com. And you should also check out our official website, too, britishtechnetwork.com. You can also find us on iTunes as well and subscribe there, too, to all of our wonderful podcasts. Also, check us out on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter, of course, at British Tech, and our BTN community at our Slack room. Come join us if you haven't already, britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Tuesday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy those ad-riddled YouTube movies today and have a great Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.